Welcome to Lunch with Chairwoman Christina Caramo, your weekly news segment to hear what's happening in the Michigan Republican Party. And now, here's Chairwoman Christina Caramo. What's new, Christina?
Thanks, Austin. Well, one of the big things I really want to encourage people to get active in is our Good Neighbor Program. And that's something that I'll be referring to frequently as we have these weekly discussions regarding what we're up to. The reason why this program is so critical is that this will be a way that, you know, we the people of Michigan have true political representation. The beauty of this program is a way for us not only to win elections, to recruit new volunteers we desperately need, but it's also a mechanism to fight political corruption. One of the main ways we'll be able to really save our country is with an informed and engaged population. And the best way to do that is through advocacy of people who already exist within the communities, talking to their friends, talking to their neighbors about what's happening in our state and why it's happening. One of the challenges is that many people feel confused as to why things are occurring the way that they are in our country. Why is the cost of living so high? Why is it that it seems that elected officials don't care about us? You know, they show up to ask for our votes, and then, you know, when they have gotten into office, they change, they become turncoats, and they go totally against what they claim they stood for. And one of the reasons why is because citizens do not, and many other reasons, but one of the reasons is that citizens don't know how to engage their elected officials. So these individuals capitalize on sometimes the lack of information that many citizens have. And the Good Neighbor Program is designed to close that gap, to make sure that citizens know what's happening within their community, from the city, county, the House Representative district level, and also the congressional district level. And then citizens know how to engage the system to create positive change. And I also think it will bring a lot of healing to our country. So that's something we're focused on heavily, Austin.
So how does that actually work? Is this an app or is it some type of form? Or just give us a little bit of a rundown. What would the average individual do in order to engage in this program?
So we have a sign-up link. So each individual has their own unique login. And in that login, there's training content to help them understand how their government works and how to engage their government. And that's the beauty of it. See, one of the things is, Austin, we are a grassroots administration. And that's some of the reason why we receive so much attack. And, you know, that's to be expected. You know, I was elected to disrupt decades of political corruption. And so, of course, these networked individuals who financially and personally, and many are actual saboteurs, they are part of the corrupt system. When they benefit from that system for decades, of course they're going to be angry and send all their networked operatives to attack and attempt to discredit our administration. But we have to remember, and it's really a savvy plan. I mean, what better way to destroy the country than to control both political parties and then the one party who actually has the opportunity to fight back and save the country, you know, suppress their efforts with network operatives to really sabotage their efforts. That way they can't fight back. And we're spending all our time on these false accusations. And I also want to posit to people, why is it that these individuals who go make false accusations, they always run to liberal journalists to make their false accusations? Why don't they go to conservative news outlets to make their false accusations? That should be a clear indication as to what they're about and what they're up to. It's to sow discord and to depress the efforts of the party, but we will not be deterred, because one of the things that these false accusations have done, it made me a stronger leader and more focused on what our vision is, and not to get caught up in the weeds of conflict and drama. You know, as we have to fight through false accusations, the former administration leaving landmines for us, and we are focused and moving ahead. It's really showed us the power of the grassroots. And one of the things the Good Neighbor Program does is it helps organize the grassroots in a meaningful way, because what do we have? We have people. We know how to organize. So to have it in a coordinated statewide manner that only the party can uniquely do is why the Good Neighbor Program is so powerful. So what we've done is we've sent out links, and we will continue to send out sign-up links. If you get our newsletter, It's a sign-up link is always in the newsletter if you haven't signed up already. And when members sign up, they have access to the content and we can directly communicate with you. So when there's something happening in Lansing, when there's a call to action, you can directly hear about it. And when counties sign on to the program and have their own unique portal, they're able to communicate directly with the delegates within their county of things that are happening specifically to their local area. So that is the beauty of this program. So it's every delegate will have a unique sign up, but they're not initially, everybody isn't just enrolled in the program automatically. They have to sign up themselves. And those are some things that we're doing. That way we can make sure that we have a coordinated plan, a focus, so we can be successful in the 24 cycle.
And you don't have to be a precinct delegate in order to sign up for this. Is that correct?
Correct. You don't have to be a precinct delegate. And the thing is, because we want to get outside of our bubble, one of the challenges is that the Republican Party is atrophying. We don't have enough young people and we don't have enough people involved, period, on a consistent basis. The thing about it is we are really trying to significantly improve the way Republicans do politics. If you notice, the party typically takes a year off of politics, while the Democrat machine never sleeps. So we can't take a year and a half off and expect to win. This makes no sense. So we believe that we have to build an infrastructure that doesn't stop, because we inherited a facade of a party. It was a fake party. You know, last cycle, there was claims of $18 million spent. You know, where were the commercials? Where were the billboards? Where does $18 million go? It just doesn't make any sense. So we actually believe that the way we should invest our time and our efforts and our funds should be into the people, into the grassroots who are doing the work every day on the ground. And that comes in the form of programs and infrastructure, that tools that people can use uniquely to their own community. It's not about establishing control or allegiance, loyalty to me or to the party. It's about informing people that way they can tailor their efforts to their local community. It's a strategy, you know. So, for example, like in Acosta County, they had to deal with Goshen. In Detroit, they have to deal with the World Economic Forum. So every area has their own particular issue that they have to deal with. And so the Good Neighbor Program is a framework that way, you know, these citizens in different parts of the state can utilize that framework and then tailor a lot of their talking points and areas of focus based on what they need to do for their local community to fight back and save our country.
And this is another tool to communicate with the grassroots as well, correct?
Absolutely. One of the beauties of the Good Neighbor Program is that we'll be able to directly communicate with individuals enrolled in the program. And what's so great about it is this is our own closed network. So it's free of big tech censorship. It's free of any type of manipulation from big tech. It is direct to us, to delegates, providing people with tools and strategies to go off and combat the issues within their local community. And the beauty of this program, Austin, is it won't create dependency on the party, because once more citizens are informed of what's happening, then they are more equipped to fight back. It's like the man who knew too much. You know, we want to create around Michigan a bunch of men and women who know too much to be tricked and manipulated by glitzy commercials and whiz-bang talking points. That's what we have to stop. And that requires a concerted effort to combat decades of brainwashing on the public. What we have to remember is that even if we had $100 million, the Democrats have been and their accomplices in other areas of our government in the deep state. These individuals have controlled the pillars of our society for decades and brainwashing the general public. So what's required is person-to-person contact. And that has to be done in a systematized way. We cannot out-commercial these people because they've controlled the airways for too long. I mean, they have entertainers on their side. These entertainers that dance across the stage in their glittery costumes notice that they're always enrolled to push Democrat talking points and candidates during the election season. So that should be a clear indication of what we're up against. So it's going to require person-to-person interaction in a systematized way to get our points out. And if I may, Austin, for the 24th cycle, the areas that we're heavily focused on, we want to communicate are the cost of living regarding for the 24th cycle to the general public. Our area is going to be the cost of living, the growing crime rate, and the growth of the police state, because that really captures all the things that are falling apart in our country, is that people cannot afford to live. They just cannot. And additionally, the growing crime rate, largely due to illegal immigration and the lawlessness we see in many cities where they decriminalize things, you know, like in the city of Kalamazoo, where they decriminalize public defecation. It's no reason to do something like that. So that just encouraged degeneracy and lawlessness in a general sense, which is going to increase the rate of property crimes, theft, and other crimes that we see that will eventually lead to murder, rape, and other things. Theft is a great gateway crime. So, you know, we have to fight back against crime and empower law enforcement and empower the citizenry. And the taking away of our Second Amendment rights is going to really increase the rate of crime, because it's going to leave the average citizen defenseless. And the nature of a criminal is to commit crime. So, you know, more gun laws just leave citizenry defenseless. So we want to make sure that we have laws on the books to protect our constitutional rights. And the third area of focus is the growing police state, as we see government as being weaponized against citizens who speak truth to power and citizens who are disrupting the corrupt network system. We are dealing with it's like a brotherhood that we're dealing with, that many times sadly exists in both parties, who are deeply corrupt, who are just trying to maintain the system for themselves. Many are globalists, like Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, she's a proud globalist, and it's very dangerous what she's trying to do to our state. So we need to combat those issues, but we want to make sure we're communicating in a way to the general public that they understand, and we don't get off into the weeds of things too much. So those are our big areas of focus. And of course, election integrity, how we protect our investment, all that hard work that we're doing to make sure that we win and we succeed for our candidates, is stopping them from rigging the election. We saw it in 2020. We saw it in 22. I mean, the evidence of systemic election corruption is overwhelming. And the reality is, Austin, systemic election corruption is our greatest threat. It is absolutely our greatest threat, because it's the only way, our election system is the only way we the people maintain control of our government. There's no other way.
Yeah, and you know, the news is very complicit. When I go to Lansing and see what's going on in the legislature, you never see any of what's really happening on the news. And so this is another opportunity to inform citizens of what's going on and what their legislators are doing. So any last thoughts?
You know, we just really want people to get involved and not get distracted by drama. You know, again, it's a very well-networked group of individuals who want to return the party to the failed status quo, where they want to make our measure of success how much money we spend or how much money we have. And think about that. Not whether or not we're losing elections or winning elections should be concerned, but how much money we have to spend on individuals who then go off and lose elections. That's been the status quo we've seen for cycles. This is the reason why we lost 3 cycles in a row. We're taking a real approach to politics, which is to actually win elections and save our country and not operate in a self-serving manner. And we want people to see that we have taken over a corrupt system, and it's going to be a battle, but we can't do it without you. So we need more delegates to step up, get involved in the Good Neighbor Program, get involved at the local level, and to make sure that they're talking to their friends and neighbors about what's happening in our state, what's happening in our country. Don't be afraid. That's my thing to many people. You know, I talk to many people who say they're quietly praying about this or they're quietly praying about that. And I appreciate that. And I think it's important, but we have to be bold. We were called to be lions. We were called to be strong, because we have to save our kids' country. If we don't save America, where will we go? There is no other place. We're the last outpost. And what about our kids' future? So people have got to get involved. We have 10 months to save our country. We don't have time to waste on foolishness. The time is now. So I encourage people to get involved in a Good Neighbor Program. We have 18 areas of focus for our election security operation. People can pick one of those to get focused in. There's so much they can do to help secure the election. We have a plan, but our plan will not work unless the delegates are involved.
So where do they sign up? Is it migop.org?
Well, we send out emails to the delegates. We will send out an email communication along with this show, and we will continuously send out email communication with a sign-up link. Additionally, we have our weekly newsletter where people can sign up as well and get informed. So we send out regular communications to people with the sign-up link. We have events, talk to your county chair. So there's many points of opportunity for people to get involved in the program.
And of course, can they donate on migop.org?
Absolutely. So please make a contribution at migop.org We are good stewards of your dollars. No, we are not in this massive debt that's being falsely reported. I will make a comment, Austin, if I may, on this building controversy. I was not elected to bail out the former chair. I do not believe I'll be acting in good faith of people's hard-earned dollars if I take the dollars that, you know, hard-earned Michiganders give to save the country to go bail out the former administration for leaving us a six-figure debt that we inherited, especially considering there is a legal pathway for us to remedy that debt that won't tax the delegates and hardworking grassroots patriots. So, of course, those who want to protect the corrupt system are going to try to make false reports. Again, notice they go to a Democrat journalist to make their claims, not conservatives. But with that being said, your dollars are respected. They're put to good use, and they're put to the use of saving this country.
Well, thank you very much for this new segment, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week. So join us next week for another Lunch with Christina Caramo, Chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. This news segment is produced by Michigan GOP and is the official voice of the Michigan Republican Party. Until next week, this is Austin Kreitz. Thanks for listening.